Good evening. This is the 6 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Fay. Fay remains centered near Key West, Florida. On the satellite picture behind me, you can see a growth in the area of white here down near the Florida Keys. This is indicating that we have increasing thunderstorms, both increasing in size and in intensity over the center of the circulation. It's the first time we've seen that in many hours and is an indicator of likely strengthening. The hurricane hunters were in the area flying reconnaissance aircraft a few hours ago, and they did indicate pressure was falling, another indication of a strengthening storm. And in fact, the Key West office has now reported an even lower pressure in the past few hours. We expect the strengthening trend to continue with the storm to move towards the north-northwest and the north and make landfall on the southwest coast of Florida during the day tomorrow, likely as a hurricane. We switch over to the radar depiction. We can see a lot of bands of rain and squally weather to the east of the center. In fact, most of the heavy weather is to the east and to the north, bringing those squalls into southeastern Florida, and they will continue through the next 12 to 24 hours. The center is expected to come up to the north and make landfall, as we said, over southwestern Florida during the day tomorrow. Center located now down here near Key West and making landfall tomorrow, and then continuing up the Florida Peninsula, but slowing in its forward pace. So we do have a significant concern for very heavy rain and floods, not only in South Florida, but Central and Northern Florida over the next 2 to 3 days. In fact, the system may slow potentially even to a stall over Northern Florida. But for the next 12 to 24 hours, the main concern is for the southwestern portion of the state, where we could see storm tides, storm surge of 3 to 5 feet, very heavy rains, 5 to 10 inches of rain possible in the southern part of the peninsula, and isolated tornadoes. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.